when one part of the country gets affected, whether it's a tornado in Joplin, Missouri, or a hurricane that affects the eastern seaboard, then we come together as one country and we make sure that everybody gets the help that they need.
President Obama, of course, in New Jersey on Sunday, touring some areas hit by the Passaic River flooding caused by Tropical Storm Irene. WNYC's Bob Henley was there, and he joins us now to talk about what the president found in Patterson and Wayne and thereabouts, and some of the larger issues underlying the floods, including the role of development. Plus, we want to hear from you. Were you in areas damaged by the storm over the weekend, maybe fixing your own place, maybe volunteering? There were some great volunteer efforts that we talked about on Friday in hopes that some of you might join throughout the tri-state area. What did you see if you joined some of those volunteer efforts in the Catskills or in Vermont even, or on the area beaches or wherever you were? 212-433-WNYC. If the damage is your own or if the damage is that you saw as a volunteer, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we will talk about some of these underlying issues that I think most of the media miss. So, Bob, what did the president see?
Well, the president saw along North Main Street and the area, I guess, like imagine two football fields on either side of the Passaic River, totally devastated in the sense that areas that were had never been submerged before in water found themselves submerged in water. There were cars that were just carried by the physical force of nature as if, you know, like a tornado dropped in the middle of somewhere on top of a tree. You would see turtles walking around in what had been, you know, a street. There were people who had Sunday was really quite moving, actually, because what you heard, the soundscape was generators and pumps and the sound of gospel singing in churches powered by generators. Down the street, people came in their Sunday finery, walking down streets covered in debris. There was a sense of self-reliance, but also disappointment, because this is the ultimate Groundhog Day that keeps happening over and over again. So these people are angry.
And anybody in Patterson or Wayne who went out to see the president, want to react to his visit? Did it mean anything to you, or did it just look like politics? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Bob, did people seem happy to see the president?
It was a mixed bag. I think what they did like was the tableau of Governor Christie, Republican, President Obama, Democrat, together in a leadership tableau. And that was something important. And it was a positive distraction for people that are dealing with the drudgery of, imagine the heartbreak of, because remember, Patterson's a poor city and natural disasters find us as we live. So the poverty rate there, 30% of the households are living below poverty, three times that of the state average. So these folks have scraped together the back to school things. You could see the backpacks and all the things out on the street that have been flooded. They bought in preparation of school that was supposed to start today, but will have to be start on Thursday. So, you know, one guy said to me, listen, President Obama coming and going, it doesn't matter to me. My president are my own two hands that work every day.
And when a poor person, a poor household gets flooded out, the ramifications for them are really different if, let's say, an upper middle class household gets flooded out.
Exactly. One of the things we found was that in suburban areas, there's some resilience in the sense of you can go to a hotel, you have options. But if all you have in the world is wrapped up in that place, the other question is the difference that exists for people who own property. The government flood programs are pretty good in responding to people that own property. When you're a tenant and all you own are the material objects in your home, it's a greater challenge.
Andrew in the Catskills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew. Where in the Catskills are you?
Hi. I just returned from Pine Hill, but was able to visit Phoenicia, Fleischmann's, and Margaretville.
And we know that's kind of ground zero of Irene damage in the Catskill area. What did you see? What did you do?
Well, it was pretty incredible because in Pine Hill, there was very little, if any, damage. In Margaretville, there is a CVS pharmacy and a supermarket that are attached together about 100 feet off of the east branch of the Delaware. The CVS pharmacy completely collapsed and was pretty much washed away. It looked like the supermarket was very heavily damaged. I don't know if it will stay up, but that's the only supermarket within at least 20 to 25 miles of the area. So the people up in there are going to be in tough condition when they need to shop. There was a lumber yard in Fleischmann's, and it looked like a portion of the lumber that was stored outside got caught in a small stream, which became a much larger stream and ended up a quarter to a half a mile downstream. There were houses that were swept off of their foundations in Fleischmann's. There's also a very large Hasidic community in Fleischmann's, and I don't know how they were affected. There was National Guard all over the place, so you really couldn't get into these villages to see them very well, but you could see a lot of the bridges that were damaged and destroyed, sides of Route 28 that had caved in several places, and the Route 28 was down to one lane.
Andrew, thank you very much. A sad but very clear description.
Right. One of the things that's also here is a legacy of what's happened in terms of, you know, New Jersey's the densest, has the most Superfund sites of any place in the country. So when the rivers flood like the Passaic, especially since the Passaic was such an industrial heartland, if you will, the legacy of all of that environmental degradation all of a sudden floats up. And so when you're walking around the streets, there's a really distinct odor of solvents and bacteria because the sewage plants, of course, were upset by this whole thing. So residents have to be very careful in the process of trying to even get back to normal. They shouldn't have skin contact with these waters in their basement, and this is something that they have to look at. There was a lot of spills that were reported because people had never expected the waters to rise so high, so barrels with chemicals or with oil were all caught in the whoosh of this tremendous, unprecedented volume of water.
On our Facebook page, a listener named June posts this. Do you want to cover the devastating floods in Vermont? It's such a beautiful state, and many of the businesses are not affected, but the ones that got hit got pounded. Some homes and businesses were flooded, but worst hit are the state roads that got clobbered. Dramatic pictures are all over the web, but Vermonters are famous for getting on with things. And with tens of thousands of volunteers flooding the streets with shovels, rakes, crowbars, and elbow grease, the state is getting back on its feet. Heather in Patterson, you're on WNYC. Heather, hi.
Hi. I'm calling in because I happened to be there when Obama came along, and I have to say I was very unimpressed. I mean, it was basically just a show of faith. That's it. He didn't speak. He didn't do anything. He just shook a few hands, and the hands that he shook were mostly people of the workers at a Lowe's super center in the area.
What would you have liked?
I wanted to hear something. I wanted to, I don't know, some type of acknowledgement, some type of we're going to help you. Basically, it was just some handouts. I mean, some people got wipes and diapers, and some people got cereal and just, you know, like bare essentials. But it wasn't even like a packet that put together. It was basically like whoever got there first got what mm-hmm. was given to them.
Heather, may I ask, were you a Christie voter? And what do you think of his job performance since the storm?
No, I was not a Christie voter, and not many people I know are. I am not a big fan of Christie. However, I did feel that he took precautions during the storm. I felt that he did what was expected of him. He evacuated. He did bring in the National Guard. He was very clear. He was very stern at times, but I think that he performed in here in Patterson. You know, roads are closed. Help was given. Shelters were open. Even by the shore, lots, you know, there was damage there, but lots of help was also given. And I feel that his performance for the storm was good.
Heather, thank you very much.
The president did get out at the Temple Bridge in Patterson and make some remarks, but it was very circumspect. And as I said to you, there is this sense of frustration. I think the national polls bear this out, that the government is almost an impediment to people getting on with their life. The problem is the Passaic has been flooding chronically, and it's been getting worse and worse and worse, and we don't see anyone really taking the bull by the horns and dealing with it. And also the president did miss an opportunity to make a linkage to the fact that from North Carolina to Vermont, we have been filling in anywhere between 73% to 35% of the wetlands in these states.
And
there's a direct connection.
Which gets to the way that land use figures into these floods. And we spoke about this last week, but it bears repeating. Here is Colonel John Bull, commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers New York District, talking about that issue.
You really got to take a look at where you're building. Stop building in the floodplain. And then we've got to find a solution for the problems that already exist. Unfortunately, they're going to require major investments at both the local, the state, and the federal level.
So, Bob, we're talking about this. I don't know if anybody else is talking about this on other media, or do you hear politicians at the local, state, or federal level?
It's about a third-week story. There was a piece in the Times that talked about the rebuilding in upstate New York and the need to rethink where infrastructure is. The problem is the United States has been underinvesting in things like dams for years. We'll see, for instance, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers, in 2001, there were 364 high-hazard dams needing repair. Today, there were 1,700. This is a legacy of deferral and denial. And in the case of the Passaic, we know that one remedy would be to buy up some 6,000 homes that are in the floodplain at a cost of $3 billion. While people might say it's very expensive, consider, Brian, that just cleaning up from the last flooding event in March of 2010 in the Passaic Basin cost over $600 million. So President Obama missed an opportunity to connect the idea of being conservative. That is to say, if nature wants this for where the river is, let nature have it, have people move to higher ground, and stop the endless bleed out of returning these people back to their homes year after year.
Of course, there's a lot of development money in those politicians' pockets.
Exactly.
One more clip. Governor Cuomo helping the cleanup upstate in Keene, New York, as part of his Labor for Your Neighbor initiative, Labor Day weekend volunteerism. Here was his assessment upstate in Keene.
It looks dramatically different from just a few days ago. It is night and day. The amount of progress that's been made is really breathtaking, and it's also inspiring. And I want to thank all the people who came out. I want to thank all the volunteers.
So I think we can say that we heard Heather's call from Patterson that the two governors, and I'm not sure about Connecticut, maybe there too, but at least Cuomo and Christie seem to have taken charge of this storm and be perceived by the people of their states as having taken charge. One caller from each state mentioned that they were glad that the National Guard was called out by the two governors, for example.
Right. I mean, that's one of the things the people I talked to in Patterson were worried that if they, because they had no lights, no streetlights, they were worried if they didn't stay in their homes, their possessions would be stolen. So that's important to establish that. I would say that really now the next challenge is for both governors and the president to start looking at these long-term land use issues. One of the things to also look at is farmland. New Jersey has lost 25% of its farmland since the 1980s. New York State has a similar track record. Farmland has a very important role in the water system in that it helps hold water and release at a time when you don't are not going to have flooding. So we really need to look at land use as the ultimate low-cost infrastructure. This is the new soft infrastructure, if you will. And time is really running out because it appears that Mother Nature is going to roll a very different way going forward.
In 20 seconds, how worried are officials in the short term about the rain we're expecting now over the next 3 days, because it's not a hurricane, but here we go again.
Yeah, exactly. The flash flood warnings are again posted in Patterson. They have had to delay school till Thursday. There's two schools they're dealing with flooding. This looks like our new normal.
WNYC's Bob Henley.
Thank you.
An optimistic way to end. This looks like our new normal.
Well, at least we can identify the problems.
But as always, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC.